T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I know that this might not be the sexiest topic, and I'm not going to do it exclusively all 3 hours of the show, but I'm kind of curious if you've been keeping your eyes on this Wuhan virus from China. I don't like hearing about other human beings. I don't care if they're in China or Russia or Somalia or the United States. I don't like hearing about other human beings suffering and human beings being taken in the prime of life or vulnerable human beings dying from something like a virus. You know, it makes me sad. And at the same time, it does remind me, and maybe you, of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, where the Martians landed on Earth and they were basically wreaking havoc on everything. And what eventually brought down the Martians was not our military, it was a microbe. Something so small you couldn't even see it, but the Martians had no defense and the microbe took out the Martians before they could totally conquer the planet. And unfortunately, as human beings, just like any other living creature, we are susceptible to disease, and we're susceptible to viruses and bacteria, and they can kill. And it's hard to believe, and it kind of puts things in perspective, that here in 2020, we think of ourselves as so advanced. My goodness, how primitive they were back in the medieval times, losing all those people because of bubonic plague. Boy, at least we know about antibiotics. Well, guess what? So far, they don't know what to do with this Wuhan virus, which is one of a group of viruses called a coronavirus, and it has nothing to do with the beer whatsoever, okay? And in China, as you know, it's a rigidly authoritarian nation. They've got a very strong security presence, military, police presence, and they're trying to lock down the area of Wuhan with tens of millions of people caught inside. And even in that authoritarian nation, they're having a hard time keeping the people of Wuhan in Wuhan. And to complicate the situation, to exacerbate it, if you will, this virus apparently has a long incubation period. So you can be totally healthy, and then several days later, you can be deathly ill, and who knows how many people you might have come into contact with over that period of time. And apparently, all you can really do for Wuhan virus is make sure the person is hydrated, make sure the person is able to breathe, but there's no cure for it. They haven't found anything that'll knock this virus out. Remember, it's a virus. It's not a bacteria. So it's not like penicillin is going to take care of it. And I suppose looking down the line, I'm not a doctor or an epidemiologist, but the ultimate hope for these coronaviruses is that they'll be able to develop a vaccine to lower our susceptibility to this kind of virus. But, you know, they ran a computer model of this virus in a worst-case scenario, and 65 million people died in the computer model. Now, is that an accurate representation? Is it out of proportion? I don't know. But all I know is that China is, if not in a state of panic, in a state of deep concern amongst those who know of this Wuhan virus. Are you following this story? How concerned are you about this thing spreading further in the United States? To my knowledge, there are 2 reported cases in the United States. One in Washington State, a fella who just got back from China in the recent past, and another one in Chicago. Now, are there more? I think it's entirely possible. There may be. But, you know, you start talking about Wuhan virus and Ebola. You know, you're talking about things that are hard to imagine. And if you yourself this year or previous years have had the actual flu. I don't mean, you know, the throwing up and the other thing that we always call the flu because we don't want to say, I've got diarrhea. We say we've got the flu, even though it isn't the flu. I'm kind of curious because I don't know that I've ever had the flu. Certainly had stomach bugs, never diarrhea, but only... And this time of the year, I mean, are you washing your hands a lot with Purell? Do you bother with the flu shot? And complicating that is this year's flu shot was off the mark. By the way, speaking of being off the mark, I was off the mark at the beginning of the show. I was talking about the bands that played last night at the Music Awards out in Depew. And it was west of the mark. I apologize to my friends in west of the mark. I said 90 west, and clearly I was having a good time. But it was west of the mark playing. 90 west, also a terrific band. Anyway, thanks to Bruce Decker from the award-winning Breakaway for best vocals for texting me that information. And congratulations to Tom Hurry, Al's son, for winning one of the drumming awards. And my friend Carl Russo was one of the MCs last night. But he works at another radio station. Yeah, whatever. He's a great guy. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Bill in Eden, who surprisingly is not calling at 1 minute before 6. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Tom, I'm glad you're discussing this because it is an important hot topic and an emergent situation. And besides, public interest in the Democrats' presentations on the impeachment trial is slipping faster than Nancy Pelosi's dentures at this point.
Oh.
Leave the jokes to Bill for me, and I heard you say.
Hey, did you hear that the Chinese are actually putting up a hospital in 10 days?
I did not hear that.
I thought only the Amish could do that.
They all get together and work together, I guess.
Thank you, Phil Kennedy, for the line. That was brilliant. All right, anyway, Phil can write for me anytime. Anyway, Bill, what's on your mind with this Wuhan virus?
Yeah, we've heard of Paul Joseph Watson. I've seen his YouTube videos, and I get email from him in his Summit News. And he actually sent something on this, and he showed, included, and I think you mentioned this in your first hour, there were two videos that emerged that were showing Chinese people eating bats.
Yes.
And one showed, like, a young woman holding a bat with chopsticks and biting into the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this other one, the bat was dunked in a large bowl. It's just, and, you know, it's gross. And then I saw another one. It said, this Chinese man was eating baby rats that were, like, stunned but still alive, and I think this is the year of the rat. I don't know if it has anything to do with that. But according to this article, it says Chinese people consume bats and even guano because they believe it has medicinal properties that can treat malaria, gonorrhea, and eye diseases.
Yeah, I'll stick with penicillin. But for those who don't know, guano is bat excrement.
Yeah. And it says the bat soup is known to be a popular dish in Wuhan, where this coronavirus outbreak originated, and scientists have said that the virus shares a strain of virus found in bats, and it's possible that it could have passed from bats to humans, which makes you think, why do you want to eat weird kind of foods that might possibly have some kind of virus that could jump species and go to humans and then spread?
Well, apparently the virus, as I have read, has mutated, allowing it to transfer between species in much the same way as I believe the HIV virus mutated and went from green monkeys to human beings.
Yeah.
But as far as what people eat being weird, you know, what we eat is a function of our culture. There might be people in China who look at a typical buffalo diet and say, that is disgusting. Give me some more bat, please.
Right. It says here in the article that three Chinese cities have been placed on complete lockdown in an attempt to stop it. In Wuhan, like they mentioned, airports, train stations, ferries, subways, and bus services were all halted.
Yep.
And their 11 million residents were ordered to wear masks, so hopefully they have enough masks there.
But here's the problem with the whole mask thing. The latest information I've seen says that this thing is transmitted through your eyes.
No, that won't really cover your eyes then, will it?
No. And by the way, of what use? I mean, when's the last time you saw somebody in a hazmat situation just wearing a mask? I mean, they're fully suited up. They're fully kitted out.
You know, I saw one of the videos that they were attending to this man that was, like, collapsed on a sidewalk. and the guys came out in the hazmats to attend to him. He had hit the ground and was bleeding maybe from his head hitting the cementer there. But there was this other guy that was just, you know, a typical Chinese guy that was standing talking to the hazmat people, which kind of reminded me, remember when we had that Ebola person in the United States?
Oh, yeah, the video of when they got off the plane.
Yeah, and it's like they're taking him in their hazmat suits, and this other guy with his just plain old civilian clothes is walking by like, you know, oh, what's going on here? So you don't want it to spread like that.
And well, one of the things, though, Bill, and hold on a second because we'll get back to you. We're talking about this Wuhan virus and how much you're following it and whether your family has actually come down with something serious this year like the flu. And as I said in the first hour, it breaks my heart to say this. You know, every year, it seems, we lose one or two little kids to influenza. And even sometimes they're vaccinated and we lose to influenza. And, you know, you think about, we're one metropolitan area. Every metropolitan area in the country during flu season probably has the same situation where, you know, one or two unfortunate kids come down with something and they are taken from us far too young. And the situation with the Wuhan virus, I mean, it has actually killed at least one young, healthy man. So I definitely think it's something to keep an eye on. I mean, am I going to hit the panic button? I don't hit the panic button for much, truth be told. But I'm certainly keeping an eye on it. Just joining us, we're talking about this Wuhan virus in China. And I know it's kind of unusual. Tom, I'm tuning in, coming home from work, and you're talking about something in China? The other night, this is actually one of the most searched topics on the internet right now. It ain't just me interested in what's going on in China, given the fact that the world is such a small place with such ease of traveling intercontinentally in such a short period of time. All right, back to Bill in Eden for his final thoughts.
I also saw another video from China that showed in Wuhan some kind of municipal worker driving some kind of vehicle that was spraying some kind of thing that would, help disinfect the sidewalk, you know, in Wuhan to keep it from spreading in that regard. Also in this article, it said that experts were saying that this coronavirus has the same kill rate as the 1918 Spanish flu. And this virus, according to this article, has a 2% death rate compared to the regular flu, which has a 0.1%. So for every 50 people who are infected, statistically one person from that group will die.
Well, keep something in mind, too. We're early enough in the sequence that we don't know with any authority exactly what the death rate is. The articles I've read, for example, indicate a death rate of between 10 and 30%. And obviously, like any other situation like this, those who are most vulnerable, the very old, the very young, people with other pre-existing health conditions, they're going to be more susceptible to dying. But as I said, we've got at least one report from China of a healthy young man dying of this coronavirus known as Wuhan.
And it was tragic when we had that young man locally who died from the flu. I still even saw his name on one of the businesses when I was driving on a local street. So,
It's horribly tragic, and unfortunately, it seems to happen every year. And I just cannot imagine the pain of the parents. There's not a worse experience in life.
So the last thought is just to let all the people that are close to you. You never know the day or the hour. Just like let everyone know that you appreciate them for what they do. And Tom, just leaving you with a nice compliment for you. You have a very good cadence and delivery, and you make everything interesting. And one of the metrics for this is when they do the best of Bowerly, it's still fun to listen to you. And the other final one, I missed the show, some of it yesterday, so I listened on the radio.com app. And even if you play it at two times the speed, you're still intelligible and humorous and funny, and you can understand everything you say.
That means I got to speak faster. Bill, thanks very much for the call.
Yep, bye.
Maybe I do speak too slowly and deliberately. Maybe that might be a shortcoming. I'm going to work on that. I've tried to eliminate that. Never going to be 100% perfect on that. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm not a good judge of listening to the show. I can't listen to a show the same day I do it. The only time I can listen to it and critique is several days after I've done it when I forgot when I've forgotten what I said by that point, because my brain is basically Swiss cheese in the short term. I can remember stuff from being 4 years old, and I can't remember what we did yesterday. It is, true story, 426 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, don't worry, you're in good hands. I got you covered. I've got your back. Terry Kapp on guitar there. He taught me how to clean a shotgun. It is 4:30, too soon? 4:37 at News Radio 930. Yeah, definitely too soon. 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And it is Bowerly. So I want to get back to calls here in just 15 seconds or so. But on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drudge Report. The headline story is this Wuhan virus in China. Let me just read quickly some of the headlines and go to your calls. Outbreak overwhelms. 40 million quarantined. Spreads through eyes. Case in Chicago. 22 states on alert. Europe hit. So, you know, this is serious. And like you, I don't like human beings in misery. And especially when we're facing this brand new virus that apparently has learned how to mutate and pass from animals to human beings. And is it caused by the bat soup? Is it caused by eating rats? I mean, you know, what people in China eat is definitely not up my alley. But frankly, if you look at what they used to eat in medieval Europe, that's not up my alley either. I mean, they ate some really bizarre stuff. Let's go to Ron in Canada on WBEN. Ron, welcome. You're on the show.
Tom, I spent many years in China, especially their version of the bush in the far north, where the villages are exactly like your Deadwood series. There's meat hanging, blood dripping. There is no refrigeration. Blood is thrown in the streets. People live in very close proximity to the animals they raise, the pigs. I lived in a small village near the North Korean border. It was North Americans really have no concept of the massive amount of population there and how it's controlled. In their version of Buffalo and New York City, you could not move from Buffalo to New York City in China if there was such a thing. They control the population, so that's how they control their people.
And one couple, one child.
Well, now you can have two. In the countryside, you can have two. In the cities, it's one. Of course, unless you're a rich communist, you can probably pay the fine and have as many as you want.
Right.
But the masses of the people are not informed of what's going on. I just received a call from China, please bring masks when you come back. They want to sell masks. So people are panicking. But again, hygiene, it's pretty nasty, especially in a small village. Hot water, for instance, we take, for example, getting hot water. Well, a lot of places you don't get hot water. You can't wash your utensils, so you're going to get hepatitis, which everybody gets. So you're constantly carrying handy wipes with you if you're a tourist and wiping everything down, bringing your own knife, fork, and spoon or chopsticks. You must be careful. It's a massive population, which you cannot understand here.
So basically, there's a couple of variables here. A, actually, a few variables. You've got a massive population. B, you've got a very closely packed population density, in particular, of course, in the larger cities. Number three, you have rudimentary sanitation, if at all.
Yes, and the Chinese will eat anything.
I'm definitely getting that feeling. Just out of curiosity, what is it you as a Canadian, what is it that brings a Canadian guy to a remote village in northern China near the North Korean border?
That's a very long story, Tom. I have family there also, but there was another reason I was there. But I was the only foreigner in hundreds and hundreds of miles. And of course, the kids would throw stones at me and call me Japanese because to them a foreigner were the Japanese were last seen in that area during the occupation of 1937. There are no foreigners there.
I would think they would have called you Buck Kwai Lo.
No, they did not.
Ghost man, white man.
Chinese.
I'm sorry?
So I'm a white guy, so I told him I was a Canadian. Of course, Canadians are loved in China because of Dr. Bethune, a Canadian doctor who saved the life of a Chinese soldier in the 1930s.
And because of Rush.
China.
And because of Rush.
It's a Rush. But I know the Americans were not liked where I was, but all you had to say was you're a Canadian. They liked you. But now, of course, Canada and China are at loggerheads over an arrest in Vancouver. But back to hygiene, it is nasty. You've got to be very careful when you go there. If you're a tourist, I suggest you take a lot of handy wipes with you and some Pepto-Bismol.
I would consider actually making sure I had some Cipro in a bag from my doctor before going to China. But then again, to be brutally honest with you, and look, this is not a racist statement. We all have places that we would like to see, things we would like to do. And China isn't even close to being on my bucket list. I'd rather go to Vietnam than go to China.
What? I'm kind of China, dude. I've been there so many times. I think I've had enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, and the funny thing is, what you're describing, you know, we think of places like Jamaica almost as a third world country, but what you're describing about China, that ain't Jamaica. I mean, Jamaica seems like an advanced industrial nation, even in the hills, compared to what you're describing China to be like.
Well, this is in the far north in small little villages in the outback. Remember, the Chinese government's not going to spend money on little villages, farmers that are just left to be farmers.
Yeah.
Cities are a little bit different. It's all about money, Tom. Money talks.
Well, yeah, and we mentioned this earlier. I don't know if you heard it, but we had a guy calling in who is involved in manufacturing in China and goes there for several weeks, apparently several times a year. And as I said, there's really one country, two governments. There is communism for the peasants and the masses, but the chosen few, the elite, they're as capitalist as it gets.
I agree. If people live in apartments, they call them drawers. You live in a drawer. It's a communist country, and they control it. It's their nation, their rules. You better abide by it when you're there.
Well, yeah, I mean, more so than being communist, it's authoritarian and totalitarian.
I was stopped daily when I was there by the police. Who are you? Where are you going? Why did you talk to that person? What did you say to them?
Do you speak the language?
I speak enough to get by, yes.
That's very interesting. Good for you. I'm glad you called, bro, and appreciate hearing from you.
I enjoy your program. I listen daily.
All right. I thank you very much. Very, very kind of you. Thank you. I'm kind of surprised that we've had two people call and a few others contact me who are really familiar with what everyday life is like in China. Most of the people with whom I've spoken and we've heard together have been city people, or people who have had things to do in a manufacturing a city area. But this is the first guy I've heard who actually is more familiar with the not just the suburbs, but the exurbs, the countryside of China. And apparently, you know, again, if top shelf, top flight amenities are what you need when you travel, if camping to you is a night at the Marriott, it doesn't sound like China is exactly the place you want to go. And no disrespect intended to anybody. I just I have zero desire to go there and see it. None at all. It's got a big wall there. Great. There's a big wall in Britain I'd like to see. Hadrian's Wall. I'll take that wall for 1,000, Alex, or maybe 500. All right, 445 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Are you keeping an eye on, and to what extent are you troubled by this Wuhan virus? And closer to home, has your family or anybody in your family legitimately had the flu? Not what we call the flu, which is stomach upset and all that kind of stuff, where you're just feeling down and out. You know, you've got the galloping crud. But I mean the flu, where you've got issues breathing and you actually have to be artificially hydrated. And that's getting back to the Wuhan virus, which is one of the what they call a coronavirus. I don't mean to, I don't want to hyperbolize or overly dramatize this, but one of the computer models I mentioned earlier indicates that in a pandemic scenario, in a worldwide disease scenario, there could be 65 million deaths. And I just want to go over some more of these headlines. I'm going to get into some other stuff as well, but some more of these headlines from Matt Drudge's site, Virus, Race to Build Hospital. And apparently they're trying to build a hospital in 10 days. And it sounds ridiculous, but, you know, back in World War II, we used to build victory ships. And I think the guy who was in charge of that program was named Kaiser, as I recall. But those victory ships, you'd have shipyards turning out a new vessel, I think, every 10 days, which is pretty amazing. When you consider throwing down a hull and riveting and all of the hold area and all of the gear, the engines, the propulsion system, putting a ship in the water in 10 days is nothing to sneeze at. I forget whether that was the regular or whether that was a record, but if the Chinese can put a hospital up in 10 days, more power to them. They definitely need it. But anyway, some other headlines. This time I'm scared. Here's another one. Doctors collapse. I would just throw in there the caveat. We don't know if they're collapsing because they've got Wuhan virus or if they're collapsing because they haven't slept in a week, because they're so busy treating people with Wuhan virus. So, you know, you got to put a little asterisk on that. And also, too, as far as these pictures and videos of people we've seen sprawled out on the street, we don't know if for what reason they're sprawled out on the street. I mean, anybody who falls on a street in China right now is going to be assumed to have Wuhan virus. Now, they might fall on a street because of a seizure. They might fall on the street because they tripped on something. So we can't just automatically assume that it is this Wuhan virus. Here's another one, a shock headline on Drudge. Video shows dead bodies in halls. Healthy young man among victims. McDonald's shuts. Disneyland shuts. Military deployed. Pandemic simulation predicts 65 million could die. And then a question, bug escaped from lab, ? Because they've got a virus research lab in the area of Wuhan, and there is some concern that that is how this whole thing may have originated. Now, I want to introduce something else into the mix here as we head into the 5 o'clock hour. I know that it's been talked to death in some respects, but NY27. We have been so political this week, it's kind of frightening. But NY27 is in the news. And basically, we're going to have a special election called for April by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Nate McMurray, who maybe could have beaten Chris Collins last time, but he didn't. Nate McMurray is going to be the Democrat candidate for Congress. Now, this is a heavily Republican district, but the Republicans have a whole bunch of candidates in the mix. And one of them is the guy with all the money whose pro-Trump resume may be somewhat lacking, at least if you listen to the other candidates. We've also got three candidates who basically, the way I see it, they're like the same candidate, just slightly different backgrounds. You've got State Senator Rob Ort. You've got attorney and former judge Beth Parlato. And you've got the controller of Erie County, Stefan Mihailu. And these people, those three, are trying to basically out-Trump and out-conservative everybody. They're trying to be seen as the Trump standard bearer in NY27. Now, if I know the Republicans, they're going to go with Chris Jacobs. And they're going to go with Chris Jacobs because, and this has worked so well for them before, because Chris Jacobs is a rich guy and they don't have to spend much money on Chris Jacobs. Chris Jacobs can self-fund a campaign. So if I had to bet on whom the Republicans are going to go with, because money talks, especially for the Republicans, especially in that district. And like I said, boy, that's worked out great on at least two occasions I can think of. I think it's going to be Chris Jacobs getting the nod. And I don't know. I mean, whatever. Did I mention money talks? So if you're in NY27 in particular, I'm kind of curious, and we've spoken with every one of the candidates on the air, on the program, and I was impressed by Senator Ort. I was impressed by Stefan Mihailu. I was impressed by Beth Parlato. I think you've got three really good candidates right there. But this process is so secret. The candidates themselves don't even know where this meeting is going to be tomorrow. And I've heard whispers that the Republicans are trying to figure out who's leaking stuff to people. So the candidates are supposedly each going to be given a different location for tomorrow's powwow. And then when the reporters show up at location X, and location X was the one the Republican big shots told candidate Y to report to, they'll know where the leak was. So, I mean, this whole thing is screwy to me. But especially if you live in NY27, whom do you want to be the standard bearer for NY27? It's a Republican district. The Republicans should win. Why do I get the feeling they're going to find a way to screw it up, or they're going to find a way to put a rhino in there? Why do I get that feeling?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.